Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters, we are sitting down with a Dr. Brett Bentley, a sports medicine physician for the University Medical Center. Today, we are going to be talking about what is a good workout routine, especially for individuals just getting started. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Bentley. What is a common mistake most people do when they are starting to exercise?
Thank you for having me today. I think a common mistake is too much too soon. I think when you're starting out with a exercise program, you need to set kind of obtainable, realistic goals. You often hear about, you know, couch to 5K, not doing anything, and then all of a sudden going to run a 5K, and you're asking for trouble with that. And so setting kind of obtainable goals, start low and slow, and just be realistic and have kind of a rational approach to it.
I think I'm definitely that person that has that instant of like, I wake up today and I'm like, I know I need to get healthy. And you've been thinking about it for a while. And so you hear all these things. What is the one thing you recommend to people of how they need to start slow? What are the kind of first things they need to get into?
I think you need to find something that interests you from a physical activity standpoint, something that excites you, something that'll get you off the couch, so to speak, and get you moving. You know, people think of exercise as going to the gym and pumping iron. And that's not always the case. You know, if you like being outdoors, especially with the beautiful weather that we have right now here in April in Alabama, go hiking. Hiking is a wonderful form of exercise. If you like tennis, you know, go pick up a racket and join a rec league and play some tennis two or three times a week. Just find something. Even if it's a Wii gaming system where you're playing some sort of Wii aerobic game, you know, go for it. Just get moving. So find what excites you, what interests you, and pursue that.
Is there a difference in between the younger people and the older generation of what you would tell them and advise them to do?
Yeah, I think one thing I've been telling my patients more recently is there is no pill, there is no injection, despite all the advertisements that we're seeing right now, that is the fountain of youth, so to speak. I firmly believe that the fountain of youth is resistance training as we get a little bit older. If you think about it, a lot of folks as they age, they do more, you know, walking, and that's great exercise, don't get me wrong, but I think we forget to really work the muscles and joints out through resistance training. And I think the longer that we can do resistance training, both strengthening our shoulder girdle, our hip girdle, those are things that are going to improve not just your quantity of life, but your quality of life.
Is that something in older patients that you see a lot with the mass loss just as over time?
Yeah, and there's not a whole lot that we can do as far as the natural decrease in testosterone that happens as we age. And that applies to men, and we think of testosterone as a male hormone, but loss of testosterone in female affects the muscle mass as well. There's nothing we can really do for that, but what we can do is through exercise, through resistance training, as I just mentioned, we can maintain our muscle mass and limit the atrophy for a lot longer. And that's really gonna help your quality of life.
Has there been any trends that you've seen here lately that you would advise stay away against?
I would say aggressive dieting, where you're trying to lose too much weight too soon. It doesn't really apply to our topic today of physical activity, but you know, you just read more and more about these fad diets where people are just trying to lose a significant amount of weight over a short period of time. And you know, there's all these advertisements now for injectable drugs and medications to help with weight loss. I think healthy, sustainable weight loss is achieved by losing roughly average a pound a week. And to do that through some form of healthy eating, healthy diet, and regular routine exercise.
Absolutely. How important is a diet though to go with your workout routine and starting out as a beginner?
Boy, diet is everything. you know, think of your body as like a sports car, okay? Sports cars need fuel. They need gasoline to run appropriately, correct? And so to fuel your body with, you know, junk food, so to speak, and not nutrient-dense foods, you're not gonna get the performance out of your vehicle, out of your body, as you would by eating a very healthy, well-rounded diet. Don't overlook carbohydrates. There's a lot of diets that talk about avoiding carbs. you need carbs to supply energy for your workouts. But having that healthy balance of protein, carbohydrates, and healthy fats as well, that'll fuel your body to be able to perform well with your physical activity.
One thing I found surprising here recently is how much protein a person needs. And how much, so how do people kind of like figure this out of how much protein do they need? And sometimes I do think about shakes, because the shakes now say, oh, I have a bunch of protein to help you feel the amount that you need every day without feeling like you're eating a whole lot.
Yeah. Good question to talk about with your primary care doctor, because there are some populations where you want to be careful with too much protein intake, in particular folks with chronic kidney disease. But in general, you can do up to a gram of protein per kilogram body weight. And I know here in the U.S. we don't really operate in that metric system, but for a 200-pound individual like myself, that's roughly 90 grams of protein a day. That's quite a bit. And so I think in general, our population, especially those that are trying to be more physically active, are not getting enough protein during the day.
Do you think people just struggle with, if they're not doing it or trying to get active, you know, some, like you said at the beginning, kind of hit it really fast, to keep it very consistent and to actually keep it going past a week or 2 weeks?
I think accountability is really important. I would encourage folks to find an accountability partner at the gym, in their family, in their own household, to kind of go through this health journey together. I say together, like with just one other person, get a group, get a running group, a walking group, a gym group, whatever. I'm thankful that I get to work out at a local gym here in town, and I missed all of last week because I was out of town, and I got multiple text messages of people checking in like, hey, where you at? And so that's helpful for me. I know that if I don't show up, somebody's going to be calling me out for that. So I think accountability is really important. And then just, you know, also give yourself some grace as well. If you miss a workout day or two, it's not the end of the world, and you're not back at square one. And just get back on the horse as soon as you can.
So working out for beginners, should they do it, start out like once or twice a week? How should they measure out their goals for themselves?
So, you know, there's the saying, variety is the spice of life. I think variety is very important with your physical activity as well. What I mean by that is I have no problem with 6 or 7 days a week of physical activity, but I wouldn't hit the same muscle groups day after day after day. And so go hiking one day. That's predominantly lower body, all right? And the next day, do an upper body, you know, resistance training at the gym or your home, even at home. And then the next day, go for a walk or a light jog. You know, just you can do something nearly every day, if not every day, but just kind of vary it up as far as what you're doing and what muscle groups you're working.
And with your years of working in this field, have you seen some things change over the years? Maybe especially after like COVID-19, when everybody was like at home and they started doing probably more home workouts?
I certainly saw that during the pandemic. But also saw a lot more outdoor exercise during the pandemic too. People were just eager to get outside and get some fresh air. And so I've seen a rise in the number of running groups around Tuscaloosa, not just the number of individual groups, but the number of people that are involved in each of those groups. So that's been fun to see. Pickleball has exploded, and I'm not a paid representative of pickleball or anything like that, but I know that's been a wonderful thing for our community. We're building pickleball courts seemingly everywhere around town. And I think that actually started during the pandemic as well. So obviously that was a terrible time for our country to go through that, but I think some good from a physical activity standpoint actually came from that.
Is there any new technology that is out that people need to be aware of?
There's a lot of wearables and different apps on your phone. Again, not a paid representative of any of these, but whether it's a watch, a heart monitor, like a little strap that you wear underneath your shirt, different apps on your phone. There's a lot of things that can give you just a treasure trove of information when it comes to your heart rate variability, your sleep quantity, your sleep quality. There's even some that will recommend a certain amount of recovery time after a workout. I have found that I think they're a little bit too conservative at times, suggesting too much time to recover, but it at least gives you a general idea of how much time you should take after a physical activity workout. So there's no shortage of wearables out there, and many have really good research behind them.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it good to keep up with your steps every day?
I think so. I think that's about as simple of a measurement as we've got when it comes to physical activity, but I think it's a great tool. You'll see different numbers in the literature. The one that I've seen kind of most commonly is around 7,000 steps a day. And that's not that difficult to obtain. If you just go for a 1 to 2 mile walk in the evening, you're gonna get darn close to 3 to 4,000 right there. And there's half your number. And so the health outcomes, the health benefits, I should say, of doing 7,000 steps a day or more are very well researched and well reported.
Yeah. Are there any common injuries that beginners might get?
What we worry about is the stress injuries, the overuse injuries, because the bones and muscle tendon units that are being worked might not be accustomed to that level of exercise at the very beginning. And so, you know, the example I gave earlier was the couch to 5K. You know, you worry about stress injuries of the bones of the foot and the lower extremity. For somebody, again, the example I gave earlier of tennis and pickleball for that matter, you worry about things like tennis elbow or lateral epicondylitis. So that's why I kind of said, you know, low and slow. Start low, low intensity. Start slow when it comes to your running or walking, and then just kind of gradually build up from there to kind of give your body, the bones, the muscles, the tendons, a chance to kind of get accommodated to the new workload.
Yeah. Is there any advice you would like to give to anybody, to individuals trying to get started right now?
Start yesterday. Like, don't wait for the perfect time when your body feels perfect and the weather is perfect, although it is perfect right now. Don't wait for all the perfect situations, the perfect environment, the perfect, you know, health to start your physical activity. Start today and get yourself a new tomorrow through your physical activity.
Well, is there anything that I haven't asked that you would just like to add?
No, you've been very thorough, very good. I don't have a whole lot to add, but I'm very thankful for the job that I have in sports medicine here at University of Alabama at the UMC. And if there's anything that I can help with as far as patients that and folks that might be watching this, if they've got any questions or concerns regarding physical activity and God forbid any injuries that have happened because of physical activity, I'm certainly here for them and would be happy to see them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank
you, Carly. Yep. Yeah.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.